Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
You're already there. Because in a sense, you are. Did Jesus say the kingdom is way off out there in the future after you die? Is that what Jesus taught about the kingdom? No, whenever he talked about the kingdom, it was always the kingdom is. The kingdom is. He said, don't say it's over there or it's going to be someplace way off in the future. He said, the kingdom is within your grasp right now. All of his teaching was about the kingdom. All of his parables was about the kingdom, which life right now, living in the will of God. There you go. That's a good plan right there. Colossians 3 says, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things on the earth. So think of this. Normally we think above means heaven. Below, here on earth, maybe in hell. You know, don't think about hell, think about heaven. But think about this. Think of above simply meaning a higher place. A higher place. See, even Christ on the earth, he lived his life on a higher place or a higher plane. And he was always calling people up a little bit higher. Matthew 6:10, Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There you go. So we're praying, Lord, the way things are up there, we're praying that it'll be that way right down here on earth. So now think about this. Who were the first two people that had dual citizenship on the earth? First two people. There you go. Yeah. As Lexi would say, you're the winner. Raise your hands. You're the winner. What did we get one time for being the winner? A brush that you clean out the fireplace with. She goes, here you go. That's what you want. So Adam and Eve were dual citizens because there was not a gap between heaven and earth. There was no gap. They were living in the dimension of heaven right here on earth, which is the way God planned it. This is what I believe. When God created the earth and life on earth, he created it to be a mirror of heaven. So that the way things are in heaven would be the way things are on earth. So that's why he said, pray that way. Why would he say pray that way? Because they're presently not that way on earth. So we need to pray it. That's the way it was in the beginning. But then Adam and Eve fell from their higher place, that lofty position, fellowship with God, unbroken communion, love, joy, peace, abounding. Yeah. They fell from there down to the lower place. They lived their lives low down from then on. All right, so morning prayer. How about this? Lord, today I'm going to live, think, and talk as if I have already died and gone to heaven. How about that for a prayer? Would that change your day if you actually did that? I'm going to live as if I've already died and gone to heaven. How are you going to act in heaven? Anybody have a plan for that? How are you going to act and think? And what will your attitude be in heaven? A lot of joy, a lot of hugging, a lot of peace, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of overlooking. A lot of reminiscing. There's all kinds of good things going on. So, here's the question. How will you fit in heaven? Now, see, on earth, we don't really get called out for being negative, gossipy, judgmental, jealous, envious, all those negatives, what I call the lower life. It's life down here. We don't get called out on that. Why? Because so many of us are hypocritical if we do call out somebody else on it. See? Say, yeah, I know, and I'm the same way. And then we'll say, but nobody's perfect. Well, did Jesus say nobody's perfect? No, we said that. He's always calling us higher. I like to ask this, when somebody says nobody's perfect, I'll say, okay, I'll grant you that, Nobody is perfect. But let me ask you, could you make any progress? Is progress possible? Well, yeah, I guess so. Okay. Then let's get about making progress so that the way we used to think is not the way we think now. The way we used to act, not the way we act now. So, I said we don't get called out here on earth, but I believe in heaven we're going to get called out on it. See, somebody might tap you on the shoulder and say, excuse me, we don't talk like that up here. Yeah, excuse me, that attitude just doesn't fit in. You're ruining things up here. You're going to have to go back to school. Well, that might be a little bit embarrassing. Well, we don't want that embarrassing situation. Let's go to school right now and start studying. Wonder what things are like in heaven. Heaven's choir. You have a picture of it there? Yeah, there they are. There. If you want to sing in heaven's choir, choir practice begins right down here on earth. So, we all know Galatians 5:19-21. It talks about the works of the flesh. And there's all these words like lasciviousness and things that we're, what is that? You know. Don't, that's not me, is it? So, here's what I've done. I've gone ahead and paraphrased it. Now, the works of the flesh are easily discernible in your life. They are all the negatives that drag you and others down. I'm warning you that if you continue to live, think, and relate to others this way, you are missing out on the kingdom of God. Nobody likes to miss out. I don't like missing out. I want to be right there. Especially when Jesus was so clear about it. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, everything that you need. So He said, seek it first. And then I like to add this to it. If you'll seek God first, He'll put you first. Put God first, He'll put you first. And then Galatians, we usually read just the second part of that little scripture, but Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There you go. That's what's going on in heaven. Are you ready for it? Well, get ready. You've got time. Yeah, you've got time. Doesn't take a whole lot of time to get ready. It just takes a lot of repenting. You ever said something that you shouldn't have said? Yeah. Did you explain it and excuse it, or did you repent? Yeah. I've done a lot of explaining and excusing. I'm going to start repenting. It really feels good when you repent immediately. Most of us repent a lot later, or when we get caught. Yeah. I repent every time I get caught. But yeah, Becky and I are learning in our relationship. I mean, we might disagree with each other. We might have a quarrel. But we don't let it just go all day long. She might go in the other room. I might go in the other room. Then I come back and I say, you know what? Let's not let this ruin our day. I'm sorry. And then instead of trying to explain the argument, well, what I meant was, and what you really did, and that's what hurt me, we go, no. Let's just totally let it go. Yeah. And it feels so neat when we do that.
Leave off the yes buts.
What?
Leave off the yes buts.
Leave off the yes buts. Yeah, most people give really bad apologies.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? It wasn't all me. You know, some of that was, no. Leave off all that. Just take care of your part. I'm sorry. No buts? Nope. No buts. I am just sorry. That's it. All right. Okay. So Colossians 3 says, put away anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth. Don't lie to each other. Seeing you have put off the old self and you put on the new self. Now, what's that old self? That's one that's accustomed to low living, low talking, gossipy, slanderous, foul talk. It just says put it off. Now, is that possible? Is that really possible? Is that something you could do? If you just got up in the morning and say, today, here's my resolution, none of that is coming out of my mouth, and none of that's going to be in my heart. If I feel it in my heart immediately, I cast it out. I'm going to be transformed by the renewal of my mind, and God's Word is the renewal program. I think what our problem is, we don't really give it much attention. We're kind of going with the flow. Everybody's doing it. Everybody talks that way. So we put on the new self, which is what? Being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. Remember, you were created in His image. But that image, through Adam and Eve, got blitzed so that Adam and Eve no longer fellowship. They no longer spoke kindly to each other. They were in competition. They were angry. They lost their understanding of each other. They all lost their understanding of God. So, in heaven, you will not be an angel. I used to think that when I was a kid. Oh, when you get to heaven, you get this little halo. You've heard about getting your wings. No, you're not going to have any wings. You're still going to be you. Now, I don't know what you will look like. I don't know what I will look like, but we'll still be us. We won't transform into an angel. So it makes me think, if we're still us, will we be ready? Well, yes, Steve, we will be ready, because the Bible says we'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. But wait a minute. Uh-oh, I just read about that. That change is your body. Your body will be changed from an inglorious to a glorious body like Jesus' body. So don't worry about your arthritis or your bad back or your knees or aches and pains. Don't worry about that. You're going to get a new body. But will you have a new attitude? Well, I'm saying, just to be on the safe side, won't you get it now? Because look how much fun we're missing out on when we don't have it. Yeah. So it's not just get it now for later, get it now for here too. It'll bless you. You'll be living and acting and thinking and relating just as if you've already gone to heaven. I believe that our homes should be models of the kingdom. So when somebody walks into your home, they don't say, what are y'all yelling at each other for? What, y'all been throwing beer bottles at each other? What's, this place is a mess. No, no. We're getting ready for heaven. No, that's not going on. Because it's the best way to live right now. I've had people say, oh, I can't be that holy. Oh, I'm just not that religious. You know, I'm just me. Well, I'm just me too. But I've been given a new spirit. Yeah, I've been changed already. I'm expecting to be changed later. No, I've been changed right now. I can live out of my old creature status, or I can live out of my new creature status, which has all kinds of wonderful potential. I think it'd be neat if we look back on our lives last month and say, wow, man, I'm sure glad I've matured since last month. I'm sure glad I don't think that way and talk that way. I'm looking back on that last month, the way I talked and the way I treated somebody. That's embarrassing. Why? You've made some progress. See, you're actually embarrassed about something about your life a month ago. Not just 30 years ago or when you were a kid. So get ready now. Earthly is anti-kingdom. Paul said, put to death what is earthly, low down, this low life down here. Put that all to death. It's not doing you any good, and you're not getting any peace and love and joy out of it. So I like to say this. This is something you're responsible for. You might say, well, I'm expecting God to change me anytime. Okay, well, God will change you, but you've got to give Him the raw materials. You've got to show up, and you've got to do your part. So your part is to put to death that which is earthly, low down. Put it to death. Get rid of everything that is anti-kingdom. Hey, that's a pretty good prayer. Lord, today I'm getting rid of everything that's anti-kingdom. just see how my, now looking back on it the next day, I want to see how did that day go when I got rid of everything that's anti-kingdom. So, seek the kingdom, not a mansion in heaven. Making the kingdom your first priority here is the best way to prepare yourself for the future. So, picture heaven right now. Can y'all, you want to just close your eyes and just picture it. What's going on up there? You got happy people? Yeah. Rejoicing? How about sick folks? No? No sick folks up there? No lack? No poverty? Joy? Peace? How about dancing? Dancing? Singing? Yeah. People locking arms and going in circles. I just see all of that kind of stuff going on. Okay. You see that? God's saying, hey, pray that the way things are up there, right now, that's the way things are now. That's not the future. Right now, that's what's going on. I pray that it'd be that way, that we would live that way right here on earth. And we would take it as a problem if things aren't going that way. We'll say, wait a minute. How come we're living down here and Jesus said we could live up here? Let's see what we could change to get on that higher level where Christ is. And the Bible says we are there. See, Christ is seated there. We're seated with Him. Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of your of the flesh, meaning your selfish desires. How much misery has selfishness caused you in your life? Let's see, let me count them up. Oh, don't have enough fingers or toes. Yeah. It's been a lot of misery. Sometimes I think about the past and I say, I am so embarrassed. But then I say, thank you, Lord, that you don't remember the past, that I'm forgiven and I need to forget it and start thinking about where I'm going, not where I've been. Okay, so here we go. Closing prayer. Wait a minute. It seemed like there was... Oh, yeah. Last line of a song. And then we'll do the prayer. O thou Spirit divine, make all my... Wait a minute. O thou Spirit divine, all my life refine. God, I should have written it down. Wait a minute. I can sing it, but I can't say it. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Have y'all heard that song? Do you remember it, Barbara? Yeah. But I like that line. Let's try it again. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Yeah. Okay, here's our prayer. Lord, today I commit myself to enjoy life in your kingdom, walking in love, joy, and peace, dead to selfishness, alive to Christ. Every moment will bring a test today, a choice between the kingdom where I am in charge or the real King, Jesus. In His name I pray. Amen.